Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You know, I like coming up with nicknames around here.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's Chunk.
DK Metcalf is the human chunk play.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Chunk.
Play. Rich, I know you've only seen Goonies yeah. one time, but like Chunk is a little fat kid.
I just saw the most amazing thing of my entire life.
Touchdown, DK Metcalf.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dungy, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Coming up, actor Bryan Cranston. And now,
it's Chunk.
It's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Bryan Cranston's going to be calling in a matter of moments. His new show, Your Honor, is starting on Showtime this Sunday night at 10 Eastern time. I can't wait to have a great chat with Bryan Cranston. And also thank him for the free juice. He's got a new mezcal, right?
Mezcal, yeah.
Okay. Mezcal. Dos Hombres, mezcal. He and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad together have created this this great drink, I guess. And we've got a free bottle here, and we'll be talking about it with Bryan Cranston. As we get set for Wednesday afternoon football to wrap up Week 12, 6 days after they were – part of the triple header to start it. Ravens and Steelers going down. The commissioner just, Commissioner Roger Goodell just had a conference call. We will get you the latest of what the commissioner had to say in that conference call later on in this hour. Also, my alma mater, Michigan, in the news, certainly because of what Kirk Herbstreit said last night and then retracted about waving the white flag against the Ohio State University. They're supposed to play next week because COVID is finally roosting, unfortunately, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Michigan had been virtually clear, not virtually, totally clear, zero cases of COVID up to this point. Michigan's game against Maryland or Maryland's game against Michigan this week has been canceled. Michigan pauses practice until next Monday. That was announced today. And I'll be honest with you. You know, Ohio State got canceled its game against Illinois last week, and there's been cancellations all over the place. This is, you know, part of the reason why the Big Ten said we don't think we should be playing. It's very difficult on a college campus to handle the business this way. And so that's the latest on that front. LeBron James, a 2-year contract extension worth $85 million bucks. That has happened today. And the Lakers are set, to say the least. He and Anthony Davis will be together for at least till the end of that contract once Anthony Davis re-signs with the Lakers to the number of his liking. That, by the way, season is tipping off in, what would that be? So today's December 2nd, in 20 days.
Yeah, 20 days. Yeah. The Christmas schedule got leaked yesterday.
Okay, what do you have? I missed that, by the way.
Oh, you missed it.
I did miss it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's five games on Christmas.
I missed a lot yesterday.
Five games on Christmas. Pelicans, Heat, kick it off. Warriors, Bucks, Nets, Celtics, Mavericks, Lakers seems to be the headline game there.
Baby.
Clippers,
Luka versus
Nuggets.
Lakers. I like
Clippers,
it.
Nuggets.
Clippers, Nuggets.
Yeah. Get to do that all over again.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
I mean,
I am laughing.
Some fun matchups there.
By the way, I don't mean to laugh.
At me? Sure you do.
I don't mean to laugh is just as meaningless when you're laughing as with all due respect.
All due respect.
By the way, the number of people that sent me the release that Giuliani, I know we don't talk news out on the show, but Giuliani sent a release out after the Attorney General of the United States said that there was no systemic fraud found in the elections. The reason why a number of people sent me that release is it began with all due respect to the Attorney General. Have we become known as the with all due respect place to go?
I'm happy, Chris, to wear that badge.
Okay, I mean,
yeah, I'm happy to do that.
As you know, saying with all due respect allows you to say anything you want that's disrespectful.
As long
after.
As you say it first.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
don't
you cannot
say the insult and then
doesn't work.
Close with all due
there
respect.
There is no ad hoc with all due respecting. No. No, you have to say it first. That allows you the free reign. You can't be thoroughly disrespectful. Finish your sentence and go, with all due respect.
Right. No.
The horse is out of the barn.
Yeah. Start it with.
What if you're truly trying to be disrespectful? Then do you put it at the end?
Yeah, as just as a as
kind of one last bleep you.
Right, but yeah. But the problem with that is it ruins the phrase for the rest of us that are trying to say something disrespectful and get away with it because we have preempted it with all due respect.
Yeah, of course.
Because sometimes I want to be disrespectful, so I'm trying to figure out how to work that.
You know, I don't know. That's kind of like Matt Nagy saying, have some friggin' self-respect. Like, you know, I mean, I don't buy it. I don't buy that you're trying to be disrespectful. You're not a disrespectful human being. You don't have a disrespectful bone in your body.
Wow. I mean, I must have fooled you at some point.
Come on now, TJ.
Come on, TJ.
I dislike a lot of things.
No, I know you dislike, but disrespecting is a totally different story. We also have a couple of poll questions up on our at Rich Eisen Show site. Chris, what do you have over there?
Yeah, the NFL one is it's really close. Yeah, so which current NFC wildcard team are you least concerned about? Meaning, do you have the least concerns about? I kind of worded that poorly, but Rams, Bucks, Cardinals, dead even. Rams and Bucks, 34%. Cardinals, 31%.
That's neck and neck and neck right there.
Yeah.
I voted for the Rams, as Kyle Bryant did.
I also voted for the Rams.
I don't know how the Bucks are going to pull it together. I mean, who knows? I mean, they only have Tom Brady for crying out loud
this year.
I know. So
that was also maybe wishful thinking on our part.
And how about the is Naked Gun a sports movie?
I didn't actually put it up. I'll do it right now.
I mean, literally a third of the Naked Gun, which came out on this date in
1988. Yeah,
a third of it is. Of shot at Dodger Stadium, although I think they shot it somewhere else. Didn't we had one of the directors on saying they shot it, I think, at Angel Stadium or something like that.
I think, yeah.
But it did look like, you know, when Frank Drebin was giving his epiphany at the very end of this very moving soliloquy to make sure his lovely girlfriend wasn't going to shoot him. This was after Ricardo Montalban had an awful death by getting stomped on by the USC marching band. At any rate, long story short, that was Dodger Stadium. That is the pavilion of Dodger Stadium at the end of that movie. Now here on the Rich Eisen Show, back here.
What a segue.
You can't make the segue. It's kind of like those news programs you see on CNN where it's just an awful story and like, hey, did you see this video of a panda? You just make the transition. At any rate, he's one of my favorite guests. I love everything that he is in, and I'm not just saying that because he's on hold listening to me set up his appearance here, phoning into the Rich Eisen Show in advance of Your Honor. I saw the first episode of Your Honor last night, and it premieres on Showtime for the rest of the country to see Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the great Bryan Cranston back here on the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Rich. It's good to talk to you.
It is good to talk to you, too. What have you seen of your, how have you been spending your quarantine? Did you catch the World Series? What are you doing, I guess, in your spare time, Brian?
It's been a little crazy year, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
My wife and I actually got COVID back in March, very early on. We were very fortunate that our symptoms were mild and got through it, without too much difficulty. And God, my heart goes out to everyone who's suffering greatly.
Right.
Then we had the shutdown for all that time. Sports was strange, wasn't it? It still is kind of strange. My Dodgers finally getting to that pinnacle place after 32 years was certainly, I was weeping seeing it come to fruition finally. And it's been a good year for LA sports. The Lakers dominated, when they needed to. And, but it's just crazy. And we need some socializing and some hugs. I think our whole society just needs a good hug.
Well, you know what, Brian, you're not wrong. You're spot on right there. And, you know, watching that World Series this year and seeing somebody like Clayton Kershaw celebrate after all those years and, and then all these young players just finally put it all together with Mookie Betts. I know a lot of Dodger fans that have been, wish that they could have actually been in Dodger Stadium to see it or maybe had an opportunity to be one of those few fans in the state of Texas. But I'm sure, again, you said you had tears in your eyes watching that, you know?
Well, that's how interesting it was. The L.A. sports fans didn't get a chance to see their Lakers or their Dodgers in person to win their championships. Such a strange thing. But isn't it weird how we started getting used to empty stadiums, whether it's football, basketball, baseball? You then just hyper-focus on the game.
Well, I think the reason why that is, and I mentioned it last week because, you know, on a Thanksgiving show, I am mandated as a host of a show like this one to talk about the sports things I'm thankful for in a segment, that the athletes performing without the fans as if there are fans there and it meaning that much more to them and still putting it out all on the line makes me as a sports fan forget about that there's no fans in the stands. Just watching the competition, it looked the same. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing how much it meant to everybody. You know?
And then you fast forward to last weekend. By the way, I have an announcement to make. Okay. I got a call from the Denver Broncos. They want me to try out.
Nice.
How's your arm? Excited. How's your arm, Brian? I mean, how's
terrible.
Your...
It can't be any worse than what they had.
But you know, but you bring a certain savvy to the position, though, Brian. Right? I mean, you know what I mean. You do.
I try to bring a certain, you know, old school class. You know what I'm saying?
Brian Cranston here on the Rich Eisen Show. So before we get to your honor, I want to thank you for this bottle of Dos Hombres that I'm holding in my hand right here.
Oh, you got it. Good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, and this is something you and Aaron Paul from back in your day from Breaking Bad, you put this together. And tell me what I should do with this. How should I serve it, Brian? I mean, go for it.
It is so flexible. If you like a little smoky, scotchy drink, you can drink it neat, just one or two fingers or a rock in there, a little fresh lime squeezed in. It's perfect. But it mixes so well. I made a watermelon drink the other night.
Yes.
Fantastic. Muddled watermelon with a little lemon, a little squirt of simple syrup and Dos Hombres. Mezcal,
yes,
especially Dos Hombres, is just it's just this amazing spirit, and we're doing exceptionally well with it, and we're growing exponentially, and we're very proud of it and happy for it. Drink it in good health and share it. I think we sent you a couple bottles.
Yes, you did. The one I'm holding, in case you do have the manifest on you, is batch DH012, bottle 2793. You could scratch that off your manifest.
Bottle 2793 is one of our best.
I would expect no less. Thank you.
2792 was a little, it wasn't quite there, but 2793,
fantastic. Fantastic. And so just a couple of questions about this. We just saw some photographs associated with the promotion of it. Should I drink it in a double-breasted blazer while holding a bunny rabbit? Brian, should
you know,
I do that?
It can't hurt. It might, you know, it won't help your street cred, but
with French cuffs too. No, those are regular cuffs. Okay, I'm looking at it right. Very nice. It looks like it goes down smooth. And then, does it pair well with Los Pollos Hermanos, Dos Hombres?
Yes, it does, my friend. It's fantastic. In fact, I was thinking I got to find a place just to have a taco house. I want to have a restaurant where I just serve these amazing tacos. That's all we serve, and guacamole and chips, and these street tacos that just corn tortillas, and you fold them in, and there's fish and shrimp and beef and pork and chicken. I mean, and whatever you want. It's not expensive, and you couple that with some great Dos Hombres.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're in business.
Well, if you do open the taco place, Brian, if you don't mind me just spitballing here, I think the you should hire somebody in a yellow button-down shirt with glasses who's a front man and also a pillar in the community.
Hell no.
I think that would be a good idea.
No.
That would be the way to go, and leaving us all to wonder what really is working on behind the scenes of this taco place.
No, Ryan. Man. Whenever that guy shows up, everything turns to shit. That's terrible.
But that's when things begin to get more interesting. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
yeah. If you're on your couch, you know, tell that to Walter White. That's not a good sign.
And before you move to your current project, you know I'm a total fan of Breaking Bad, and also, do you watch Better Call Saul just like the rest of us, having no idea what's going on? You have no inside information. Do you just sit back and watch it unfold just like the rest
of us?
That's
exactly right. In fact, you know, Vince Gilligan has become a good friend of mine, and I'm seeing him again this weekend. But I tell him when I see him, don't let it slip. Don't tell me anything that's going on. Mm-hmm. I do not want to know. And he smiles. I'm a Better Call Saul fan. I'm looking forward to their final season coming up. I think they're going to start shooting in March, so it's going to be a little while before their premiere again.
Okay, so when there is a pause in any conversation with Vince, can you think of me at that very moment? And can you bring up about you being part of that final season? How does it come up? How do we make this happen? How do we make this happen, Brian?
You know, I think fans want that more than I do.
I
was so satisfied with the conclusion and what happened to Walter White that it's like, you know, he's dead. Let him rest. And then he pitched me and he said, hey, Brian, I got this idea. I'm going to continue on with Jesse Pinkman and, you know, what happens to him and El Camino. I says, you won't be in it? And I said, do you want me in it? He goes, I really do. I have a couple ideas I want to run by you. I said, Vince, you don't even have to run the idea by me. I'm in. You want me in it? I'm in it. And so we did that under the cloak of darkness.
Right.
Nobody knew I was in it. Nobody knew I was even in Albuquerque. For 2 days, I snuck in, shot it, and snuck back out.
So you wouldn't mention it on the Rich Eisen show is basically what you're saying, even if it's already been discussed, is basically what you're saying to me, Brian.
Right? It's exactly what I'm saying to you, Rich Eisen.
Well, I'll tell you,
like, your dos hombres, behave yourself.
Okay, very good. I know. Again, bottle 2793 is going to get cracked open. Because, you know, the second to last episode of Better Call Saul this past season, where, you know, Saul, Jimmy McGill, and Ermentrout are in the desert was an absolute Breaking Bad episode. I mean, that was close to the original as Better Call Saul has gotten. That was incredible,
and,
Brian.
Yeah. And being the consummate performer that he is, I told Bob, I said, I hope that was real urine that you were drinking out there in the desert. Don't tell me that you faked that. You got to drink your urine, man,
yes,
or you are not a real actor.
And what was his response, Brian?
No, he said it was lemonade.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
That's pulling back the curtain. Let's talk about your current.
But I made sure it was unsweetened.
As close to the real thing as possible. Let's talk about Your Honor. I saw the first episode last night in advance of it premiering, and I don't know if the word intense is even gives it the proper treatment. You playing a judge of the highest reputation, whose son gets into some considerable trouble, and then everything ensues from there. I'd love to just give you the floor as to what people should expect from this show and what drew you to it, Brian.
Well, it drew me in with the premise. My son, who was grieving at the loss of his mom, it was a year anniversary of her passing, and he's an asthmatic, and he's driving away from where she was killed, and he's upset. He can't get a hold of his inhaler, and it fell on the floor, and he gets into an accident, and he hits a kid on a motorcycle, and the kid dies at the scene. And my son, who is trembling and trying to get his air himself, panics, and he leaves the scene of the accident. Well, he knows it was a mistake. but it's too late. I get home from my work, and I know he's upset, and he confesses to me what happened. And I say to him in all that dread, we have to do the right thing. We have to turn you in, or else your soul will forever be, you know, stained. So he goes, I understand. And so we drive him to the police station. I'm about to turn him in. I say, wait in the car. Let me set this up, and then I'll come get you. And as hard as that, even that would be, to turn your own son into authorities to go through the system to be tried for hit and run. Oh, while I'm there, I notice two people who are grieving, and they're a husband and wife, and I find out from one of the policemen in there that those are the parents of the boy who was killed. And my heart goes out to them, but I also notice and recognize the man. He is the notorious gangster of all of Louisiana. And that guy would find my son and kill him without question in my mind. So I realized at that moment that impulsive decision making has to be made. And at that moment, I decide I'm not doing this. I can't just let my son become a sitting duck, and I walk out of the police station. My son thinks, oh, it's time to go in, so he gets out of the car, and I tell him, get back in the car. We're leaving. No, Dad, you're right. We should turn. Get back in the car. And I tell him what happened, and I go, we're leaving. So from that moment, my life and his life changes forever, because I'm a judge. I'm very noble and righteous. And all of a sudden, I have to start thinking like a criminal. I have to think, how do I create alibis? How do I erase evidence? How do I dismiss or get rid of testimony? How can I manipulate the system to keep my son safe? So there's a definite moral compromise being made. It is harrowing and compelling all the way through to the final episode. So I hope you watch on Showtime. It is starting this Sunday.
It is amazing, Brian. And I got the cast again, Michael Stuhlbarg, who plays the aforementioned gangster. Fans of Boardwalk Empire and Fargo will know his work. Right. Isaiah Whitlock from The Wire, his famous line, I'm not able. I think you actually used the word earlier in this conversation. He's amazing in it. Hope Davis is you know, in everything. And then obviously you. When I saw the scene with you and your son, when your son told you what had happened on the road, I thought of when you were here in person a few times ago, when you were here as part of your memoir, A Life in Parts, that we still have right here on our set, talking about the scene from Breaking Bad where you as Walter White watching Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend, played by Kristen Ritter, pass away, and how that was one of the toughest scenes you've ever had to be part of, because, you know, you obviously thought of your own fatherhood. I'm wondering if that came into play in this scene too. I mean, it was, my wife and I, we watched that scene. We held hands the entire time. I mean, like, because there but for the grace. I mean, unbelievable, Brian, truly.
It's a parent's worst nightmare, and it's our number one responsibility as a parent to protect the life of your child. So if you had to make that decision, everyone I've talked to, and I would imagine you would say the same thing. Would you, Rich Eisen, if you thought one of your children was in mortal danger, would you become a criminal in order to save their life?
Yeah. I mean, to answer the question, Brian, I would cook meth, too. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. You know, it's that's another kind of parallel that I kind of caught in a way, and I'm sure you must have as well when the script lands on your desk, is, you know, you have these moments in your life that's presented right in your lap that you never saw coming, and how do you react? What do you do? I mean, how do you handle it?
What do you do?
You know?
I guess I'm just attracted to characters that are really damaged.
Well, and also, right, and also becoming Jewish for the jokes, too, Brian. You know, you know,
it sustained our people for 3,000 years.
You know what I'm saying?
Jerry.
It offends me as a comedian.
It offends him as a comedian. Oh, my gosh. It's great, Brian. Congrats on another winner. Everyone should check out Your Honor premiering on Showtime on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Always appreciate our chats and cherish them. Thank you for the call.
Looking forward to doing it in person next time, Rich.
Absolutely. And thanks again for Bottle 2793 Talent Aaron Paul. The same thing to scratch Batch DH 012 off the list. Okay?
Perfect. Enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
Right back at you. Thank you. That's Brian Cranston, four-time Emmy Award winner. Check out Your Honor on Showtime.
Epic as
10
always.
Eastern Time.
This show sounds incredible.
I honestly sat there and thought, it's totally different, you know what I mean? And the last thing I want to do is say, intimate in any way, shape, or form that something's derivative. It's not, okay? It's a totally different story. But it struck me. I'm like, okay, he comes home. Son tells him what's going on. It's the same way of getting a diagnosis that you've only got a few months to live. What do you do to take care of your family?
Whatever it takes.
Right. And so... It struck me. And then that scene where him and his son, in the same way, I think that's gotten seven figures of views on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. When Cranston was in here, Brian, talking about that scene that he talked about in one of the many moments in his memoir, that Breaking Bad scene, where, you know, he watched and purposefully let somebody pass. You know, a young lady. And he said he thought of his own child. That is a hell of a video that we said of him talking about his process and his acting. I thought the same thing watching it. And so, again, that's on Showtime on Sunday night. Let's take a break. We'll come back to your phone calls. Chris Brockman with a news update and more. The commissioner has spoken. Commissioner Roger Goodell has spoken. We got kickoff of a football game in an hour also. My word. Hey, everybody. If you're a business owner, you don't need us to tell you that running a business is tough, certainly these days. But you might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. How about that? Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It is time for you to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place instantaneously. Join over 22,000 companies using NetSuite right now. So let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/rich. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/rich. netsuite.com/rich. Hey, football fans, are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know you can watch NFL football live on Prime Video? That's right. It's the future of football. This week, instead of Thursday night, make sure to watch the Dallas Cowboys at the Baltimore Ravens this coming Tuesday, December 8th. You can catch all the action on any device, almost anywhere in the world. You can also choose your favorite announcing team, including Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, or Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks, or Chris Long and Carey Champion from NFL Next. Get next-gen stats and watch in-game replays on demand, all within Prime Video's X-Ray. Again, that's the Cowboys at the Ravens, now rescheduled for this Tuesday. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. Also available on Fox and NFL Network. And NFL Network simulcast is subject to change. It is Amazon Prime, NFL Football Live on Prime Video, presented by Bud Light Platinum. All right, Ravens Steelers, I swear to God, I am not promoting this show anymore. It's going to be played in it's going to be played in an hour.
Is this the last one?
And this is it. I am not going to do another one. All right? Uh-oh, we have one more segment to go after this, right?
We still have 30 minutes.
Hey, now.
I mean, I am done promoting that game that's going on an hour in NBC. Parent company of Peacock. All right, I'll talk about it.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
No, I'm excited. RG3 is going to be playing a game. What if RG3 beats the Steelers? RG3 beats the Steelers. We're talking about this game. Remember that time it got
oh my god
in the pandemic? Game was on Thanksgiving. And it kept going and going and going and being rescheduled. This and RG3
be
beat the Steelers.
We'll talk about it forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Ravens Steelers coming up on NBC in an hour from now. We're here on NBC Sports on Peacock as well as back here on our family of radio networks. You got a news update over there, Christopher?
Yeah, I got
Let's get to it right away here on the program.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay, so for the first time in 9-10 days, no Ravens tested positive.
That's good news.
Today for COVID. Commissioner Roger Goodell did have a conference call earlier today about what's going on and the rest of the season. A couple quotes here. It will take partnership and discipline to complete this season. I'm confident we'll be able to do it. We don't see the bubble, as most refer to it, in one location. We feel strongly our protocols are working. We're willing to adjust and adapt those protocols, take additional steps. But I don't see us doing the bubble in a sense that the media focuses on it in terms of the playoffs.
Can I interpret what that means?
Sure.
It means we're not going to do what the NBA does, which is right. Bring all the teams under one, you know, in one resort and find, you know, it's much easier to bring an entire half a league into one resort when you're playing an indoor sport and all you need is three gymnasiums, you know, within that bubble. Yep. Football fields are much more difficult to come by. Certainly in terms of a standard, you know, you can't just put a floor down and go. And so what he's saying is what they're thinking of doing is similar to what I guess in a way the 49ers are going to be test driving, which is
going to Arizona,
going to a different place, but doing that at home where you do tell the players you've got to kiss your wife and kiddos and everybody goodbye until your season's over. And the reason for that is you are living in a hotel, in a hotel room. We will put as many trappings there as possible to make your lives as comfortable as possible. But you are living here. You are staying here. You are leaving here to go to work, go to the airport, play a game, and come home. That's it. And they may do that when January hits. When there's only 14 teams left. And then from what I'm hearing is teams won't go to the Super Bowl city. They won't go to Tampa until like the Friday before. There won't be we're flying in on Sunday and let's take some pictures of us coming off the plane and go to this media day and all that stuff. That is out the window. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that teams arrive on Friday. And they will be bubbled up beforehand and bubbled up the minute they get there.
Do you think playoff bubble is the way to go?
How not? I mean, it's everywhere now, right? It seems like it's everywhere. Yeah. It's only going to get worse. I mean, you're hearing what the CDC is saying right now. I mean, the director of the CDC put out a video saying December, January, and February are going to be the worst months for public health in the history of this country. Again. And that's when, you know, the NFL is finishing their season.
Yeah.
I mean... And invariably, vectors get crossed. So that's the way I interpret what the commissioner had to say, that they're not going to find some place like, hey, Disney, do you have a place where there's five football fields and all those hotels? I don't think so. I mean, I think they might have a football field just on campus there. And then there's one in Orlando just, you know, around the corner. That's it. But I mean. How many games are you going to have there?
What if you did kind of like almost like the NCAA tournament where have, you know, a couple playoff games in New Orleans, a couple playoff games in
Arizona? Well,
that's
why I said it won't be in one location.
Yeah.
And we're focused in the media like, okay, you're going to do what the NBA did. I don't think that's practical. I don't think you can do it.
No, it doesn't seem smart either with just the number of people who are involved in a football team on a daily basis, but.
Plus, if both L.A. teams make it, only one can win, right?
Which all right, some injury stuff here, guys.
That was just my way of firing a blow dart in your Clipper direction right there. I know. To see if you're paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Eagles activated Zach Ertz.
The Chargers aren't making the playoffs.
From injury reserve.
Totally gratuitous. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
The Eagles activated. I was trying to just move on.
Okay.
Eagles activated Zach Ertz from injury reserve.
So that's it. That's the change. That's a show. Boom. Here's a Seinfeld reference. That's a show.
I would have just thrown this out there. First Take this morning was discussing if the Eagles miss the playoffs, should Doug Peterson be fired?
That's ridiculous. Peterson would be hired in 5 minutes somewhere else.
Mm.
5 minutes. Come on.
You're giving him the same Tony. You're giving him the same Mike Tomlin treatment.
Hang on.
5 minutes.
Hang on a minute.
Is it possible?
Hang on.
Is it possible that Frank Reich was kind of the brains behind their Super Bowl run?
Hang on a minute.
5 minutes, man. Like
job openings this year, right? Okay. Job openings
okay.
this year.
Okay. Usually, you know, there's
job
an average,
opening
there's
this
an average of
year.
6 to 8 each year.
Job openings this year. Tell me who the hottest candidate is going to be.
Robert Saleh, for sure. Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy.
Why?
The Kansas City Chiefs offense.
Andy Reid, tree, fruit, root, branch, anyone you can get. But, oh, no, no. Let's fire him when he's already won one. Really? Come on, man. Wentz is regressing. You do have to place that on the lap of the coach. I get it. That would be insane. They fire Doug Peterson. I would want the Jets to hire him that. Okay. Trevor Lawrence is coming. You want to hook him up with somebody who's won a Super Bowl? Who brings the whole concept of RPOs and Andy Reid and can deal with a combative media? Please fire Doug Peterson. Please. Don't tell me that, oh, well, look what happened to Carson Wentz. 4 years from now, there'll be a problem with Trevor Lawrence. I don't want to hear it.
So there's already three openings.
Please.
How many more openings do you think we're going to have?
Well, the Jets are one.
Jacksonville?
Five.
What about Cincinnati?
I don't know. I have no idea, man. I have no idea. Mike Brown is, I don't know what you, but I doubt it. I mean, he held on to Marvin Lewis forever and a day.
Yeah.
So I doubt it.
And
I would doubt it.
And
that
got
would be surprising
with
me.
The Burrow injury, obviously. Okay, so Daniel Jones.
Chargers might have one. I don't know.
I think you're dead on there.
Chargers might have one.
I think you're dead on there.
Let me just look down the list here.
I mean, if you want
Bears might have one.
I'm going to put the Eagles and Bears.
Correct.
That would be eight.
Atlanta might not, with the way that Raheem Morris has been. So you might remove them. Raheem Morris has got this team winning.
What about Romeo?
You know what? You know, Romeo, I don't know about that.
He'd be the oldest head coach in the league.
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, it's midweek. Normally, this is where we start looking towards the next week, and we're finishing a week, and tomorrow we've got no game that's to start the week. You know what I smell with the Falcons? I smell an unluckiest lock of the week. That's what I smell.
Whoa.
That's where I'm leaning in that direction, Friday.
Whoa.
That's what I'm smelling.
Interesting.
Especially how they destroyed Oakland.
They got the Saints. They've got the Saints, and they've already seen Taysom Hill. I'm just throwing that out there. That's where I'm leaning. And I still got Colt McCoy as my higher register on Friday. Everybody back off.
Man, you were just calling.
Seriously.
Calling your shot early.
If anybody takes Colt McCoy or thinks of taking Colt McCoy in higher register on Friday, I will view that as an attack posture in the same way DK Metcalf looked at Jim Schwartz.
Look, Rich, I'm just going to say you better go first.
Both of you guys.
You better go first higher register because if you go last, you open yourself up.
That's a good point.
You ordered pizzas without me. I don't know how to trust you.
And Starbucks.
And then Liz Whale comes around like today with Starbucks for everybody. And I look at like, how am I on the I'm on the pizza coffee no mind list over here?
By the way.
And apparently she's like, hey, I said to the whole
career,
I was
she
just
did
so,
yell
I was,
so, very
I was locked in. I was locked in here. I'm preparing for the show. I'm in my own world. Don Bowie didn't get asked either.
You were locked in.
Can we ask everybody? Can we just
she yelled it?
Here's the deal, though, right?
This is the Rich Eisen
Thank
Show.
Thank you, Jason.
I paid for the Starbucks, and on other days when I've asked you multiple times, do you want Starbucks? You always say no.
You know what?
So
but here's the reason why. There's a difference between the pizza and the coffee thing.
Chris, his face when Liz came in and Rich just looked up and he looked at us.
She came in with one of those trays that had three, cups on it.
Handing it out. Like, here's one's for you. This one's for you. And I'm like, what happened?
Rich just looks up from his desk. He's like, really?
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 It was pretty funny.
But here's the difference between pizza and coffee is a big difference. Okay. The pizza thing is a camaraderie thing, all right? Coffee thing is, for me, in a position as a host. Mm-hmm. Getting coffee has got a certain connotation. Like, and I don't want to make it seem like, hey, can you get me my coffee? Get me my coffee. Here's a few dollars. Or you get me my coffee, and then I offer you a few dollars. No, don't get, I give the offer of the money. You take it, which I want you to do, but you say no. That, like, suddenly now you're just getting me my coffee, and there's a certain hierarchy that is connoted, and I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
It's just about being friends. Like, Liz was.
I'm basically saying I'm sensitive. Ask me if you're getting stuff. All right,
Liz was.
And if I'm not hearing you, it's because I'm preparing for the show.
Sometimes you ignore me in the morning when I try to talk to you.
Ignore? No, I'm focused. Excuse me. We're talking about connotation.
I'm just
saying. It's called focused. It's not ignoring.
Sometimes I speak to you and you won't look up. So I'm like,
now,
I don't want to bug him.
I feel like I'm home when Susie's like, I've asked you three times. You haven't answered. You know how frustrating it is when I ask you something three times, you haven't answered. I'm like, I haven't heard you the last two times. She's like, why not? I've asked the same question. So am I just... ignorant?
I will say,
you're locked in.
At home and at work.
You're locked in. I will say, Sarah does the same thing. I'll sneeze. I'm a big, like, if I sneeze, just say bless you. I say bless you to people as well.
Right.
We'll be sitting right next to each other.
Right.
I'll sneeze, silence. And she's like locked into something on her phone. Like, did you not hear me? I know you're locked in, but could you not hear the loud sneeze?
Yeah, but she's got your back in every other facet of life. I mean, what's the Gesundheit for?
Was that
a Seinfeld show?
I'm just saying.
Well, no, what was that line where you say something? Instead of saying bless you, you say
you're
something.
So good looking.
Maybe that's what you want from her.
I want something. Acknowledgement. Acknowledge the sneeze.
Right, news update.
Can I finish this?
I'm sorry.
We got distracted.
Daniel Jones not practicing today. Colts activate Jonathan Taylor from the reserve COVID list.
Okay.
Julio Jones got in a limited session today. Todd Gurley back in full. They both missed last week.
Where's Myles Gaskin?
I haven't seen any
Myles
Gaskin. Kenny Galladay.
By the way, it's totally fantasy related.
Same. Kenny Galladay. This guy's killing me.
Galladay.
Did not practice today. Not looking good for this weekend. Mike Zimmer, Adam Thielen off the reserve list. Expects him back against Jacksonville. Tua got in a limited today, dealing with that thumb injury. Actually, let's hear from Brian Flores.
Hold on a minute. Let's hold on to that one because I know where I'm going to go with this Brian Flores thing.
Okay, all right, so we'll wait to that after.
I need a little more real estate, and we're going to have to take a break in a second.
Got it. I do want to play this before we get to break.
Yes.
This was from Inside the NFL last night, NFL Films Showtime show. It's fantastic. Tyreek Hill.
Oh, I've heard about this, but I haven't heard
it. It's awesome. Okay. Tyreek Hill talking about Patrick Mahomes and his first impression of Mahomes way back in training camp 2 years ago.
Okay. When you were in training camp and y'all drafted Patrick Mahomes, what was your thought after you watched him that first week in training camp?
I thought it was trash. I ain't no cap. I ain't no cap, man. When he first got there, I was like, they who y'all drafted right here? They who y'all drafted? Hey, y'all. Hey, but look, he proved me into a whole complete, I don't know. Like, it's just that second year, like, his quarterback mechanics were different. It was like he was spending more time with his quarterback coach, spending more time with Coach Reed, like, learning the offense. It was like, dude, it was, like, different.
Wow.
Amazing.
Now, those are questions, like, Phil asked and we asked, like, okay, so it's just another way to ask, like, how impressive was he,
right?
You know, as a rookie, you know, like, and because you know the answer's been, oh, he was great. The minute he showed up, we knew,
amazing,
blah, blah, blah. But they were all like, Alex Smith is our guy, and who is this guy? Trash, huh?
Trash.
So Mahomes has responded, I'm being told. Nicely done.
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P, Jim.
So I'm like, huh? Wow. Good stuff.
And then lastly, another thing that's just going to blow your mind. So Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fought over the weekend.
Hold on. Let's hold back.
You want to save this too?
Yeah. We got two items ahead.
Okay,
we got
great.
A lot to go.
Okay, great.
By the way, there's a lot of time until kickoff. And one more promo.
56 minutes.
I'm sure I got one more promo in me for this game. 844-204-RICH. We'll take your calls as well to wrap up this Wednesday show. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. All right, do not make me come back there one
doing?
More. I feel like I'm...
One more?
I'm in the car telling him, I will pull this car over. If you delay this game one more time, I'm going to pull this show over, and we are going to have a talk.
Have you ever actually pulled the car over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You have?
Dude, you...
I mean, I know.
I was your parents.
Hold on, let me just give this one more due here, because I'm not going to. I'm going to miss doing this. Ravens Steelers, one of the long-standing rivalries in the National Football League on NBC Wednesday in 45 minutes.
43 minutes. Let's go.
I will not do this again. I will turn this car right around. Oh yeah,
dude. I was here. Parents threaten, but I. Haven't heard anyone say they've actually pulled over.
I have pulled over.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Dude, wait. Just wait. It's all fun now.
Oh, I know.
It's not very fun now, is it?
Not a lot of sleep.
Sometimes. That's great. Look, best dad ever. Come on. One day you too will have a son like this.
Thank you.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the radio. Okay, so we have two items to get to here, right?
Yeah, I have two things to get to.
Okay. What do you got over there, Chris?
Okay, so... I want to get to the Tua stuff. Okay, so we know he popped up last week.
Yes.
And did not play because of a thumb injury. Brian Flores talked about that today.
Yes.
Tua's been rehabbing. He's been getting treatment. He's working hard to get back in there. We'll see. We'll see about today. When we get out there again, you know. I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you he's going to practice fully, but you know, we got to get out there and do that before we can say that. So,
yes,
look, he's doing everything he can. And we'll evaluate it as we go.
That is the phrase that pays. Chris Brockman.
Yes.
Brian Flores has shown his ability to be an NFL head coach over and over and over again,
fantastic.
Right? That right there, he officially earned his wings.
He officially earned his wings.
As you know, my top three in my 18 years of being an NFL network host, top three coaching cliches. Number one, it is what it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And that is what it is. Okay. Number two, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. Those are used for moments like this. When's your guy coming back? What happens is any hypothetical, and certainly for injuries, I don't have a crystal ball. That's a phrase that plays. And then number three is, okay, control only what you can control. I tell my guys all the time, you got to control only what you can control. You know, this whole business with going on with COVID and everything, we can only control what we control. All of the variables we try to keep out of this building, we just don't want to pay attention to the variables because I tell my guys, and my philosophy, control only what you can control. Those are the three. And the third one is interchangeable at only certain times of the year.
Correct.
Which is OTAs and training camps for holdouts. Control what you can control. Swap that out for the only talking about the guys that are here. Okay, I'm only talking about the guys that are here, which is the way to sidestep the thorny issue of a holdout. Brian Flores became a head coach in the NFL today. Congratulations to him.
Big ups.
That whole thing about being hired and having a contract and being called a head coach and winning games and
secondary
and doing all these great things that he's done and all the right moves and buttons pushing and all that stuff, that's one thing. To use the phrase, I don't have a crystal ball, that's it. You're in. Congratulations, sir.
Well done. Well done, Coach.
What else?
And lastly, did you guys see this? So Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fought over the weekend. TJ, you watched, right? It was well done, right?
Yeah, who didn't watch? We know who didn't watch. Jeremy Schapp didn't watch.
Jeremy Schapp is still pissed about this. However,
yes.
I think this person did watch and wants in on the action.
Okay.
Evander Holyfield.
Oh my gosh.
Has called out Mike Tyson.
Oh my gosh.
For one last fight. No more excuses, quote, said Holyfield in a statement. My gosh. This is the fight that must happen.
Oh my gosh.
For both our legacies. Saturday night, you said you were ready to fight me.
Oh gosh.
So sign the contract and get in the ring. The world is waiting. And it's on you now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm ready.
Here's my reaction. Here's my first blush reaction to that. We need who? Riddick Bowe or Lennox Lewis? And then we could make a Cocoon version, a boxing version of Cocoon. Let's get Steve Guttenberg. Let's get him going. All right. And then, you know, so Riddick Bowe will be the Jack Gilford. Mike Tyson will be the Wilford Brimley. Hume Cronin is Roy Jones Jr. and Evander Holyfield is Don Ameche. And then off we go. And then Steve Guttenberg as himself.
Yep.
And let's go. And the fights will take place in some beautiful pool house. And, and you know, Don King will, along with
Bob Arum. Yeah.
Bob Arum, they'll bring the glowing rocks and let's go. And let's just remove all pretense. And it's a boxing version of Cocoon remake. Reboot it, and let's go.
Take my credit card. That's it.
That's my reaction.
$49.95.
I saw that scam. I want in.
It wasn't a scam, though.
Okay. No, okay.
It was fun. It really was.
It's nostalgic.
It was nostalgic.
Was it really the action you were looking for? Yes or no?
It was the action I expect. I didn't expect to see them going out there and banging for.
Did anyone land?
Did you spend money on it?
I mean,
did you spend money on it? Did you find a way to not spend money on it? I'm not going to ask you.
Will, Rich, there's a way. Just know that. Where there's a will, there's a way.
TJ Jefferson dollars on it.
Well, okay. Like I bought a laptop.
No.
That's
okay.
A no. That's
okay.
A no.
So
that's
I spent my money on a laptop and I paid for my internet connection.
No. Would you have? How much was it? $44.
I think it was 50.
Would you have spent $50 to see that action?
Well, I'm
okay,
kind of
that's
frugal.
The answer. Thanks very much. Higher register, everybody.
Well, you know. Did anyone land a big punch? Like,
yeah, Tyson. I mean, they went body. I mean, Mike didn't look bad. Like, if you haven't seen it, just watch it. And mind you,
for free, though. Don't spend money on it.
I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
The show is all about what's going on in Pittsburgh. Let's end it with a call from Pittsburgh. Sam in Pittsburgh, you're on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hometown.
What's up, Sam? You there, Sam? You're on. What's up?
Hey, Rich. Hey, two things from your show. One thing with Mike Tomlin. My favorite quote from him is excuses are the tools of the incompetent. And then getting back to your, when you were talking about, with all due disrespect,
right.
I learned this in the Army at a young age. I tried to say that one time, and the Sergeant Major stopped me, and he said, whoa, son, everything you'll say will be with respect. And what I mean by that is, and I've used it my whole life, is everything you should say should be with respect. So when you say to somebody with all due respect, you're basically just getting ready to disrespect.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a tell. It's a tell, right, Sam? It's an absolute tell. It's like having a tick at a poker table. We know it's coming. But I like that. So you tried that in the armed forces?
Well, I tried it as a private because I didn't know, you know, and I was just getting ready to say something a little controversial. And he just, you know, it was one of my first life lessons. But then, you know, I passed it on. I had a guy try to do it to me a couple years ago, and I stopped him.
There you go,
pretty
Sam.
Much, I even imitated. I even pulled that. He was kind of a country boy, so I even went a little country on him and imitated him exactly. And he got the point.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Sam in Pittsburgh is our own Full Metal Jacket right there. What's your major malfunction, numbnuts? Can you imagine trying with all due respect to a commanding officer in the armed forces of the United States? You can't do that.
No chance.
With all due respect, Sergeant. What?
Imagine if Pyle would have used that line.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Your parents have anyone that lived? I bet they regret that.
What a show. Tony Dungy, Kyle Brandt, and Brian Cranston.
A lot of laughs today, man.
My cheeks hurt, man. We got football in 35 minutes.
Yes. How about that?
Let's go.
How about that?
And we'll get you Starbucks in the morning. It'll be great.
Hey. Collinsworth's got to be in the booth right now going, oh, yeah.
All right. I'm out of my hotel. Been here all week.
This is great. I ran out of Toblerone four days ago.
Toblerone.
Oh, man. His mini bar bill must be high this week.
That's what I'm saying.
Now this that's a write off, obviously, right?
The write off.
I mean, his per diem is just.
Oh,
how many days?
By the way, great fantasy team name, Collinsworth's per diem. Collinsworth's per diem.
I'm out of room.
All right, so I know what we're talking about tomorrow. Today's game.
You think?
What happens?
And also, I think the Ravens try valiantly, but I think it's going to be a Steelers win. And then we'll discuss that. And Jed York, he only runs the San Francisco 49ers before they're getting set to head Arizona for a couple weeks. He'll join us. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow on Peacock in a second.
Hello, everyone. This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski. And I am so excited to bring you the hottest new podcast for the NFL and gaming. Welcome to Jaws Picks, featuring me, Ron Jaworski, and some of the most famous names in sports, music, and entertainment, as I give you my expert analysis and predictions of each and every NFL game. So far this season, my predictions are over 55% correct
against the spread.
That's a pretty good number, folks. And over 67% picking winners straight up. You do not want to miss out on this podcast. Every week, I will tell you who, how, and why each NFL game will be decided. Take the guesswork and stress out of gaming and subscribe to Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. That's Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe, take care, and let's make some beer money.